Nice blend, BBS Radio, huh? Nice, nice. Hello, hello. Asha, you got a copy.
Happy day and welcome, everybody.
Beautifulness to you. That was outstanding. So, as usual, not much going on. Hello, everyone.
The end of the ascension is always just so blissful, isn't it?
It's like, rumor has it, we're popular. That it's just flattery at the end of the day, isn't it? I mean, you have to admit, even when we're doing something wrong, it seems we're doing something right. It's just beautiful. Yeah, we have a lot of clues, don't we?
You're beautiful.
I love you, and I'm so happy to have you and the rest of the team in my life. I'm so glad we found each other. It's really important, and we're all doing that more and more now. I would say just things that feel right are more common for us, and instead of doing what we're told. How do you want to start today?
I would love to see if you have a song for us.
Well, it's funny you asked. I do. So it's out of the blue. This song was chosen because I feel this will complement the theme of today's show and the help I propose to bring to us. And it is a repeat, of course. There's a little black spot on the sun today. It's the same old thing as yesterday. There's a black hat caught in a high treetop. There's a flagpole wreck and the wind won't stop. I've stood here before inside the pouring rain with the world turning circles running around my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain. But it's my destiny to be the king of pain. There's a little black spot on the sun today. That is my soul up there. It's the same old thing as yesterday. That's my soul up there. There's a black hat caught in a high treetop. There's a flagpole rock and the wind won't stop. I've stood here before inside the pouring rain with the world turning circles running around my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain, but it's my destiny to be the king of pain. I've stood here before inside the pouring rain with the world turning circles running around my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain. It's my destiny to be the king of pain. King of pain, I'll always be. King of pain, I'll always be. King of pain. It's one way to start.
Thank you, Sting. And could you please enlighten us on the little black spot on the sun?
Well, conspiracy theorists believe there's a black spot on the sun, huh? I wonder why Chris Cornell is no longer with us singing about black hole sun as an example. Yeah. So what's going on there?
Well, Bill Gates seems to want to black out the sun.
Yes. Okay. So the short version for the sun, they're very, very short version. So that's your instant portal. That's your instant connection to the highest dimension in your universe and or source, light. So should be pretty easy to understand why you'd want to black it out, contort it, manipulate it, because that's how you get much of your ascension powers. You get it's not exclusive. That's why the many modalities tried to get you to pray to the moon instead of the sun. Oh, the sun, it's a given. It's there every day. The moon, ooh, look how special it is. Mermaid helped me with that one. Yeah, so if I can get you to believe that it's being augmented, get you to believe that it's being contorted and give you less power, those were agendas. So eclipses are constructed. They're manufactured. So if I can eclipse the sun, I can eclipse your ascension process. That makes sense.
Very important. A lot of people gather in front of an eclipse. And what happens to them if they do that? What's the potential?
You can easily get abducted. No problem.
No problem. And in the song, when you say the king of pain, so if you're the sun and the light of this universe and it's trying to be blacked out, is that the most excruciating pain the light could feel?
No doubt about it. Disconnection. Queensryche has several songs about that. Disconnected. I feel so disconnected with the world turning circles running around my brain. The brain is the nucleus for that statement.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you for sharing all of that.
Yeah.
So during the ascension, of course, everything becomes accentuated and the dark looks darker. The light can actually be experienced as more euphoric. And one of the main things that we see happening in every ascension is soul abduction. Would you like to, or spirit abduction, would you like to share anything about that?
Yeah, that's why I chose the song today is, so for me, again, the only value I bring to you is I have all my memories back from all the lives being here and what our process and purpose is. Take it or leave it. It's up to you. Really, really feel the information. Do what you want with it. It's the only value I bring is I have all my memories back from all over the universe and here. As fantastic as that is, that's why I do this work, is I want to be of help. And for thousands of years, many individuals have geared up to make sure I can't do this work. And that's where we'll start. And is the gross salutation you asked for. I'll go back to Egyptian times real quick. This is not exclusive and not to be put in a compartment or an absolute. But here's a great example, because we have a lot of knowledge about Egyptian times. A lot of that history has bled through enough where I think it's a good starting point, even though it's not exclusive to the consistency and pattern recognition that I see in what's happening today. Ultimately, now, this is the Cliff Notes version, this very simple version. In the Egyptian times, your technology grew. You had much commerce. You had much. Eventually, you had debt slavery systems, but that was not how it started. It was very prosperous, and everyone was very happy. It was incredible civilization, and very spiritual civilization. Very knowledgeable about. How consciousness and light comes into physicality and the percentage in which you're utilizing it with your choices. And over time, I'll leave the characters out for now, but if you start studying it, you'll look at the personalities and families and all the different lineages of bloodlines that took more prominence. You'll see that actually is happening today, and they're actually the same individuals. But they're doing it in a little different way. What we were sold in Egyptian times is the ability to suspend our bodies and then take our spirit, for lack of a better definition, and transfer it to another body in another realm. So if you wanted to go to the Orion star system, you would mummify your body. You'd go into the encapsulation system and or what you're seeing as the pyramids, and you'd transfer your soul. Spirit, whatever words you like there. I don't care for either one of them, but you transfer your energetics to another body where a matching, so your Merkaba wants a match to and or a Neil to a frequency and a similar. So you could actually, and this is going to complement why the healing beds are so dangerous, depending on which ones you're going to use. We could for the most part, phase us in and out of a reality in a different body or the same body. I could take the same body, cut and paste it, be over in Orion, come back to Earth. When I came back to Earth, I would jump back into the legacy body, so to speak, and start my life again. This complements how cloning works. All I need is two cells of your body, hydration and protein concurrently, to regenerate a body. So it's really not that fantastic. You'll see some of the South American Mayan systems did the same thing, Egyptians, but point is we're doing the exact same thing now. What ended up happening is there's many successes with it. So we got very comfortable with coming and going in and out of our body to other locations on planet and off planet. And then the manipulators went and harvested our soul spirit before it came back in the body. And this is exactly what's happening to you when you have nightmares. Someone's trying to get an annealment to you. Well, these individuals mastered it, and they could harvest spirits as they came back into the body and do something with it or displace the body with something else. So for me, the reason I would sing Soul Cages or King of Pain, nothing's changed for me, i.e. there's no such thing as time for me and you. So these timelines that are created, they're just reintroducing the same system in healing beds. Okay, so healing beds are exclusively for soul harvesting. Now, can you use harmonics and light to rebalance and recalibrate spirit to physicality? Absolutely, you can. Explain to me why you would give yourself up to somebody else, give yourself away to something else to displace healing and or provide healing. So you're giving away all of your authority, all of your spirit, and then you're backfilling it with whatever modality is provided. The reason I'm long-winded about this is we need to take great care now, because the exact same things in the Egyptian times are happening right now. And the individuals who are conducting this methodology and processes are the same individuals who are representing themselves through different body types and have also abducted the body types of these individuals promoting it. It's very difficult information. But I'll leave it at that, Asha, if you want to direct me and or coach me on how we take the subject matter farther.
Thank you. Fantastic. I'm going to do a little recap. So let's say in the Egyptian time, the med bed was the king's chamber, and there were some successes. So some very valued spirits would lay in the king's chamber. They would go to Orion. They would come back into a mummified body that was protected, and there would be help in the Egyptian temples to bring that body, that spirit, back into the body, surrounded by all their possessions. So that was real. That was a way to go from one place to another and exist physically in both places at that time. So today's med beds that are being promoted are going to have possibly some positive. They might say, oh, this is going to make you younger. This is going to heal you. That might be true. But what good is that if your spirit's gone?
That's right. And that's the living proof. Why are there all these tombs with all these artifacts? Why would I, if I'm going to leave my body, if I'm going to die, why would I want all these trinkets and gold around me when I get back? Because you're going to come back. That was the premise. And so you got enough of those wins. There's a lot of those. And guess what? What happens when those people come back? They become pharaohs because they have outlandish, unbelievable technology, information, education. They become absolute superheroes, wouldn't they?
And the pharaohs are well known for being pedophiles.
Yeah, absolutely. So you could sell all sorts of stories on how society should work. This is how this society works. It's very successful. Why, where, and how. You're seeing nothing's really changed for me. Maybe the modality and the deliverable is a little different. But as you can see, not everyone's going to buy into microchipping, but everyone does want to be 20 years younger. Pretty easy sell, wouldn't you say?
Especially if they've abducted someone who's extremely loved and well-respected. They've taken that soul out. put it somewhere else and they put something else inside, not many people are going to be able to tell the difference.
Yeah. So what you're able to do now is when you see identity and title, so when you see words like Galactic Federation, when you see words like multidimensional healing, things of that nature, none of that makes any sense. And I'll represent the Galactic Federation right now. So first of all, the councils is what they would prefer, because they'd like to be support and a resource for you without getting in your way of your own absolute massive creative force. So no one from the Galactic Federation, if you like those words, the councils, will ever change and or save your life, period. They will support us, and the only way they do support us is they actually take a life as a human, because they understand the participation is the process for helping. So a being with so much knowledge knows better than to participate in duality, because then they become part of the dualistic process, in this case, at least on Earth. So they're never going to participate, because they know they just make it stronger. That's why they won't participate. So if you hear anyone talking about the Galactic Federation is coming to save me, it's all garbage. Are they observing and helping outside this realm and fighting incredible wars? Absolutely. Not in your reality, though. They'll be very careful not to obstruct your life, because they consider you peers. So when you see people taking positions of title, identity, hierarchy, I'm better than you, you're going to see these are the same pharaohs coming back who have hijacked physical beings in most cases. Hope that helps.
Thank you very much. Now, also, they tend to make very high claims to get people very excited, like, all the negative aliens are gone, you're safe, we're going to take care of you, and we've got all this technology that's going to heal you, the world's just going to be perfect. Now, on some frequency, there is some truth to that, but that's going to come through the individual spirit, which we activate ourselves. And the main thing to really look out for is no being of light will ever, ever allow itself to be channeled through a human being, ever. That is soul abduction. Please share more about that.
Yeah, so when you give away yourself, that's what you've done. You said, I'd rather be something else. I'm channeling something else. Channeling is abduction. Is there good information? Sometimes there is. It's beautifully feathered with misdirection. It's tough conversation, because some of these fabulously famous people on our awakening process here are channeling, and they were unbelievably beautiful people in the past, and it's tough to watch. Watching many, many people lose themselves over the years, it's really about holding space in these bodies now. And that's why, all your cloning documentary complements this is, and this is why PRQ is so important in this topic, is we really need to own what we're excited about. And that's what prevents the misdirection of timelines and the displacement of our own heart center, because these type of bodies were designed to not give you all of your capabilities right off the bat. You have to grow for it by just walking what I just said. And that is, I'm excited about doing this. That gives you more of you. Even if it's just maintaining a home, just holding ground. I love maintaining my home. It's simple as that. Being a caretaker is absolutely powerful. And so you have it right for me is, where is the delineation between this person being animated by something else? And by the way, this is designed. If you don't know what's inside a human now, and you're starting to question what's inside a human, that was actually designed to create even more chaos, wouldn't you say?
They really get a lot out of the duality here, because as you know, there are some, very few, wouldn't call them med beds, but as you said, light and sound technology that the higher realms hold that we had maybe in Atlantis that could heal. It's not that that's not possible, but we hold that within our spirit. Q has constantly said, go within, go within, go within. It's all within. And the danger is just going without. It's not that we can't trust anyone, but we need to trust our own spirit and our own discernment above anything else. And this is a very dangerous time for not doing that, because we are so easily misled right now with someone we love that we've always trusted for, like, let's say 40 years, we've trusted someone that has to be the same person. Well, maybe it's not.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Do you have personal relationships where you knew that person? Remember the adage, every 7 years, I have the person's a little different?
Yes.
I think we should probably shorten it down to 3 years. I don't know, maybe.
2 years? 6 months?
Well, that adage is actually true. So this type of body was designed to be able to be mind controlled instantly. I can send you a signal and you'll get a thought. I can send you a thought right now and you'll get it. That's how incredibly brilliant these brains are. But that would be backwards. You're processing information backwards if you do it that way. Sure, you have receptor, you have an unbelievable antenna to observe things and record things, but you don't have to, because the knowledge comes through your heart center, as you've heard me say a million times before. The less you use that heart center, the more your brain is going to be a funnel for what we're calling channeling and or abductions. It doesn't really matter, because you say, see, the epigenetics in you are so powerful. You go, I am me, and I am this personality, and I am this thing. Okay, well, the feathering of the abduction process doesn't have to be continuous. It just can be when you're about ready to go into the board meeting. It can be when you're about ready to do some travel. It can jump in and out, in and out, in and out. And that's why I'm suggesting to people, if you can't stop thinking, then ask yourself why. That's the best I can do.
Thank you. Excellent information. And we're going to talk about the main dangers that would lead to that and also the solutions. But one thing that the Q drops emphasized is that symbols will be their downfall. Now, there are some Egyptian symbols that do sort of give some people away. Maybe you can elaborate on if this is accurate or not, but what would you say the Egyptian Ankh, what does that represent?
Well, I'm not real comfortable about this topic, but let's stereotype him if you don't mind, because yes. I don't want to give him any one symbol any more power than the other.
Right, right.
So if you do study Egyptian, any Egyptian information, I'm going to call it, it is fairly dangerous if you don't know how to absorb and defer the information given to you. Because if you don't know how the symbology works, you won't. Each symbol is like a book if you used your heart center to translate it. Saying that, it's equally as dangerous if you don't understand how to separate it from the coding that's in there and the information you're being downloaded. So you have to, so when you're reading the symbols, they will start moving with you too. So so when you look at an Egyptian symbol, you can get it to animate just like you, because it's infused with it's infused with us. So the short version would be, with that individual and others, they always, if there's title and identity, there is an agenda. Now, look at the name again. What might be the agenda there?
Should I say it?
Go ahead.
Unki.
Okay, so when you look at So when you look at individuals like Enki and so forth, they're not here to help you whatsoever. Okay. Because they are working against your natural progression of ascension. They're manipulating genetics. They're engineering things. They always have a scheme. They're popping in. They're popping out. They don't show their faces. They don't even want you to know they exist. And by the way, they'll have another name tomorrow.
Thank you. They're working very hard right now to reverse the basics of the Bible. There's some Disney cartoons. I'm not sure if they're Disney, but there's cartoons out right now where they're showing that Satan is the victim and that he was the good guy, Lucifer, full of light, and that Eve saw that he was good and merged with him, and then Source destroyed them and made this world dark. So there's agendas to reverse everything, to cause confusion, to cause havoc, so no one knows through their head what's true. And, you know,
that's
when
right.
They make cartoons and movies, it just embeds in your energy field to where you would start to believe something ridiculous like that. But in your heart, you'll always know the truth.
Yeah, what's amazing about that is, you know, a good portion of that, the words you just gave, are true. The light came in to eradicate the dark. But look how you can twist the story so simply.
And that's what they always do. They make, they point the finger at the light as if it's doing what it did to us. This is what they're doing to President Trump in all the court cases.
Yeah, so the that's, again, why the Galactic Federation will never get involved in intrinsic situations that we observe here, because they understand that they're creating another timeline that is not proactive for us, because they didn't ask permission. So again, many of the Star Trek the legacy Star Trek shows are great. They do not obstruct prime creation. The prime directive is our freedom to create what we want through our inspiration and our expression of ourselves. And so that's the best I can do with that, but you got it right.
Thank you so very much for this information. And, you know, just like your song, there's a little black spot on the sun today. What hinders us the most is anything that blocks our spirit, or anything that can displace our spirit. And that could be big pharma. It could be channeling. It could be med beds. It could be GMO. It could be being in a really negative relationship. It could be working a job you hate. It could be living in a really unhealthy environment. Please continue. What can block our spirit?
Oh my gosh. Poor singing from Q.
Oh, and that could never block.
I don't know. Maybe rap music from Rod Stewart. No, that was a low blow. I shouldn't do that. Okay. only Rod would get that. I've met Rod, so I can say that. Anyway, the primary horsepower for misdirection of your statement would be on reactive timelines. And that is going to be a new project for us, and I'll need a lot of volunteers. And one example would be smartphone remediation programs for our children. The adults probably need it just as much as the children now. But I have several suggestions and modalities on how to remediate how we look at timelines proactively and reactively, and why the phone can be positive and negative if we would understand when and how we make decisions in our real-time lives that are from the heart and are not, that are from obligation and or from desire. And so for me, reactive timelines is the best way to stop us from creating. Getting a speeding ticket and fighting it is example perfectly how you react to a situation, knowing full well you can win. And by the way, mind control is very powerful and can win. But is that an expression of your creative force? That's the best one I have, is speeding tickets. I like that one the best.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Also, could it be habits that we do without even thinking about it, and also fear?
You mean like OCD? Like I have to have my shirt ironed a certain way. Yeah, the epigenetics is very powerful. So if you do look at for the people.space, you do look at some of the cloning videos she has there. There's a lot of truth there in relationship to if I can record your genetics throughout this last 2,000 years and get you to jump in that body, inherit the historian that's built in you. You have a natural historian built into you, just like a tree, trauma, highs, lows, and I can get high quality visibility to you. So if I can get a light being into a physical being that's had lots of trauma, ooh, I get two for one now. Now I just need to associate with it to sustain life with you. And you don't necessarily recognize it. And that's why they're abducting these people that you used to trust, because now you're part, they're able to participate with you. You're starting to believe what they're saying. And or again, participation is all they really want because they know how powerful you are. And I'll leave it at that if you don't mind.
Thank you. And they also know how sentimental we are, how we love people, we trust them, we open to them, we have faith in them, because in a world of light, of course, there would be no cause not to do that, especially when someone has been such an incredible truther and just such a beautiful being. And it's very hard to come to terms with what's happening on this planet, but it's very important that we do.
Yeah, it's very difficult to be in this position now with PRQ because we're ready to really get people going here. And we have a lot of opportunities here to get things going and to watch people disappear, to lose people, to see people tortured. I'm so sorry to say this. It's a very difficult position I'm in. And I'm going to work tirelessly to make sure everyone is absolutely audaciously successful. But I have to take great care too, and so does Asha, and so does the rest of the team. We have a lot of attention on us. I'll let you know that. And we have to take great care in our next steps. But I encourage you, keep your subscriptions going so we can do a swath communication with you. It's right under our fingers, but just know great care is taken. I hope that helps.
Thank you, beautiful. And I'd also like to point out that the Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom, the Last Crusade, the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls, those were all disclosure to show soul capture. And just to follow up on what you were just saying, in a lot of ways, we're sort of living an Indiana Jones life right now. With every time we make a move forward to accomplish something, we're getting hit really hard, and we've got to be extremely creative and extremely careful. So, we, in our greatest intention, we have said we're setting up meetings and phone calls, and it's just not safe to do that all the time now. So, we apologize if anyone has misunderstood that. We are working so hard behind the scenes to do everything we can. Everything is moving forward, and there's a timing. There's a universal and a galactic and world timing to what's going on right now with the ascension. Q is being very, very careful of when to do the redemptions, when to give information, and he's always right on. So please elaborate on that.
Thanks. That's not a lot of stress at all. Wow. So I'm the one. Yeah. Fortunately and unfortunately, Asha is correct. Let me just, as fantastic as this information is, I assure you, you still have a tremendous amount of aliens here. And I'm so sorry to inform you, you're in the middle of a war. Interdimensional war where people, individuals, aliens, if you like, are struggling to keep up with us. That's it in a nutshell. They're not able to keep up with us anymore. And now at the end of the ascension cycle, they're doing their best to keep up with us. And the only way to keep up with us is to misdirect us and get us in a reactionary situation. So, are there still gray aliens on the planet? Absolutely. And they're very, and they're actually not that big of a deal above ground. They're below ground. It's almost impossible to get at these guys. They own it. You have these labyrinth after labyrinth. You can see them. We have guided wave radar. We have all sorts of hyperbolic radar systems. You can see them, no problem. But now extract them, it's a whole nother game. Very difficult. They've had thousands of years to make these bases, and Area 51 is proof of it. I can't even tell you how deep that base goes, because they've never stopped building on it, hundreds and hundreds of floors. So when you look at that globally, it gets a lot more interesting. How are you going to eradicate them? Well, we can live to fight another war. If they want to keep harvesting genetics, that's fine. This is a genetic factory for the most part. We can overcome it. This is not a doom and gloom. It's the way we overcome these hindrances is using more of our true self, our consciousness, our spirit, our light. The reason I'm getting at that is we on the intrinsic level can move forward regardless of what other distractions there are here. And it's a blessing in disguise in that we just aren't going to participate with them, and they won't exist. That's the ascension cycle. You're able to get out of here now. And what I mean by get out of here is when you make decisions that are from the heart, your dimensional reality on your planet will be completely different than your neighbors. Even though you can see your neighbor, they're actually, when they make lower dimensional choices, they're in a different dimension or frequency, whatever word you like there. And so that's really exciting for me. Forgive me if I got off topic.
No, that's perfect. Very helpful. Thank you. Also, we should consider that the governments around this planet gave permission to the Greys, and they have, let's say, some sort of agreement with many of the aliens, and there's thousands of different races of aliens who have gotten into and taken part in the Galactic Trade Center, taking body parts and those types of things from the planet. So that doesn't just go away. We're doing well, and we don't even have to stop it so much as we need to move our own frequency to a place outside of this.
That's right. And that, now you have a complement too. You have higher dimensional beings on your planet you've never met. And then you have other races of beings. I'll give you an example. There's a race of beings in Russia. The Russians don't even deal with it. There's no negotiations. There's no communication. It's like this, like it or not. And you're not going to break down their perimeter. They're very infused. They're in the North Barents Sea. They're on that peninsula there. You're just not going to deal with them. They're not going to deal with you. They're not. They don't. So in this case, the Russian government, for the most part, and/or all the legacy families, that's where they live. We leave them alone. They leave us alone. I see no problem. If you saw the diversity of beings on this planet, that's not a bad tool, wouldn't you say?
No, I agree.
So when we look at the other side of your planet, where there are other dimensional beings, there are higher dimensional beings and lower dimensional. Some you might say are negative, some are positive. The ones that are positive are not going to interact and obstruct your decision making, your creative force. You don't need to be saved. You get to do whatever you want now. There's much of these boundaries have been released, and that's why I'm so excited to get people going on their projects. Is it just explodes once you roll with it. You can't stop yourself once you really get hooked up. That's my assessment.
Thank you. That's excellent. So just to recap, all of the things that would hinder our spirit, put a dark spot on our sunlight inside, would be cell phones, video games, technology that we don't know if it's positive or not, and big pharma and jabs and med beds that we don't know anything about. There's no way to prove it. And any negativity, everything that we suggested here, those are just things to be aware of. But there are many, many things that will keep us in connection with our spirit and keep our spirit in our body for the ascension. And what Q was just speaking about, living your highest excitement, this is why he keeps drilling this home. doing what you love the most, even if it doesn't seem like anything's happening, just keep on going and it will happen. And there's much more support for that now. In fact, I've been receiving a lot of information or communication from a lot of people that are saying, wow, this just happened. I never imagined it would. And, you know, they had been through periods of great depression, not thinking they were making headway. But all of a sudden now you can just feel the light is so close to us. It's really pressing in. So many miraculous things are happening. So please believe in your spirit. Believe in all things good, because it's never been more exciting.
You should get a radio show.
You think so?
I think you should. That was so well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really pulled me beautifully with the subject matter. It's really important that why do we see people propositioning themselves in an identifiable realm outside of here? Why would outside of here be more important than inside here? It's not, right?
That's right.
I didn't say we didn't get a duping that will probably never be competed against. Yeah, we got tricked pretty good here, only utilizing about 10% of our capabilities. Most of your personalities in a day in and day out of it, they're really not your personalities, because you have the expression of you is there. Don't get me wrong. Your true personality is there. But when you put emotions up against your personality, you're not used to instant emotion gratification. This is very unusual for you to slap you and have you cry like a baby. That's unusual. So if you were to look at a normal spirit, you would almost look like Spock on Star Trek. That is not rational. I don't understand why you think that's rational. It's just not rational. It's not that you don't have emotions. It's that you would choose to participate in emotions. It's completely different. And that's why I'm encouraging everybody to really examine when they get triggered. Was it from their true self, or was it from the brain reactive process of comfy shoe? As you said, we get in these patterns of emotional recycling. Is that a fair statement?
Very, very well said. Thank you. And we could say that thoughts and emotions are the soul cage.
Absolutely. And that's why these are the soul cages. In this is the proof of the engineering here, is to harbor the powerhouse that we are, and then let the governor be your brain and thought. And so the less you can think and or process information from the heart and then translate it from the brain is what I'm suggesting you adopt, and just play with it and see which direction you're going to and from. And that's also what stimulates your projects and or the advances in what you want to do in life. It's so powerful. You are going to struggle to keep up with yourself. And I can tell you, this last week, we moved a boat up out on the ocean, an ocean trek, and I get off the boat and everyone goes, what happened to you? Did you go to a spa treatment? No, I did exactly what my heart wanted, and that was to be at sea for 7 days. And I love being the crash test dummy for everybody to prove that when we live in alignment with our truth, you're just so powerful, nothing can keep up with you.
I love that, and I can attest to that. And it reminds me that they've proven that, or they've tested that 6-year-olds laugh about 300 times a day, and adults laugh about 50 to 100 times a day. And my experience with you is you laugh maybe 6,000 times a day, and you're singing and you're dancing and you're playing, you know, and you're like a dolphin, and that keeps you so powerful, and you're the greatest example for all of us.
Oh, thank you so much, Asha. That is great. I guess I don't recognize that all the time. I assumed everybody does that. Am I wrong?
To put it lightly.
Huh.
You know, you use the example of Spock, which is an excellent example. But a lot of people are more like a puppy. You know, they're not as awake. And
That's
If you
true.
can have the consciousness of Spock, of awareness, and the playfulness of a puppy, that makes it even easier to do what you do.
Yeah. So if I was to standardize what spirit's like before it comes into this type of body, it's like a seal pup. It's like a dolphin. Dolphins, by the way, are mer people. I'm sure you've heard Billy and Jane talk about it. Dolphins do not have any past tense. They remember that a shark may want to chase them, a predator, but they don't hang on to it at all. That's typically what you're like in the universe. You just keep playing and playing, and that's exactly back to the Galactic Federation. They're playful. They have so much knowledge, so much capability. They're going to let you do what you want to do. You're in your own fjord. You're playing in your own bay. Make it happen. If you don't like what's going on, then change it. That's how you can prove that this cavalry, if it was going to come in and save you, wouldn't they have started a while back? Wouldn't the cavalry already be here?
Like at least 8,000 years back?
I mean, let's just start with the World War I. Wouldn't we have a little help then when we're spraying everybody with mustard gas? So obviously, because there's no delineation time, it's just a matter of when it affects. So now, unfortunately, it's taken this much processing that it is starting to impact other beings in other realms, unfortunately, because they did figure out how to do genetic manipulation and soul jump, spirit jump, when they sold and or bartered genetics. It's quite a trade system they have there.
Yes, thank you. And you and your team are here to help people ascend. Everything we're talking about is just because we love you. We would love for you to come back to the light and not be trapped here. And it's very simple. Laugh, have fun, play, do what you love, be with people you love and who love you. Take good care of yourself. You know, be in nature. Stay away from all the things we're saying could put a black spot on your heart and your spirit. And one of the things that I notice with the Keister here, when he's on the ocean, talk about everything we need to ascend is here. All the wildlife in the ocean talk to him and they know he can hear them. Would you like to share more about that?
Wow, I'm getting set up. It's just a great honor to listen to the mer people, to see. I didn't see any mermaids this last trip. I did see two mermen, and basically just saluting our fortitude and deliverables that all of us are getting caught up to, if not already adjusting to. The dolphins, for the most part, are absolutely unbelievably optimistic. They never vary. They just don't. It's impossible. Seals are the same way. But one conversation I had that I shared with the group this week was to have the dolphins come up in schools of 30, 40 at a time and explain to me that the killer whales wanted to send me a message because of the way they used to corral the blue whales, sperm whales, humpback whales into being slaughtered for humans. They did it because the humans were wasting the byproduct of why whales were processed and caught, because they're throwing away their food. You know, the killer whales eat a particulate of the whale that the processing plants didn't keep. They just threw it away. And so they said, well, if you're going to do that, we'll help you, but we're going to take our share in the meantime, but we don't really want to do it this way either. But if you're going to slaughter these whales and we have no say over it, we'd like some participation. Well, there was a great, great communication this last week on, we want to know that we're proud that you all recognized that that was the wrong way to go about things. And we recognize that too. And the killer whales wanted the dolphins to be that conduit because they're so fast. They wanted to be that communication tool. That's pretty common resource because they know that I can communicate with you. I'm not special. We all have this ability. They just know that I could get that message to you, that they have so much consciousness, so much heart center. They know that they're equivalent to us and or we're almost equivalent to them. So that's a small example of some of the communications I had this week.
Thank you. Would you please elaborate on how their consciousness, their experience is different, where they don't have fear and death is not the same to them as it is to us?
They do not have the DNA restrictions we do. We are controlled and governed by a manufactured, constructed DNA system. They don't have a filter. We do.
So that sort of corralling of the blue whales, et cetera, that might seem very cruel to us, but there was a great purpose behind it. Nothing that a human may ever comprehend, but the life in the ocean is very symbiotic, let's say. Would you like to elaborate on that?
They all know their role. The schools of herring, they know that they're sustenance for the other layers of the ocean, as an example. The killer whales know their role in the ocean. The dolphins know their role. They don't deviate. They're just in perfect place. They own being that being. I am a dolphin. They don't, whereas humans, they doubt what they're doing in many cases because of reactionary situations, maybe we would say. The biosphere is very reactive. They don't. They're perfectly clean. Am I getting the gaff?
Oh, love it. Thank you so much. And also touching on something else you said, so beautiful. The dolphins are always conveying happiness and peace like a puppy. And mm-hmm. What I've noticed along the coast is that my sense is they're really wanting us to let's say receive that more than ever, to, and hope wouldn't be the right word, because it's more like an awareness of what's really happening now, not something we have to wait for or hope for. So it's their beautiful frequency is becoming louder. And if we open to nature, go to the beach, go to the forest, wherever, you're going to start to feel more support and more peace because it's coming in, let's say, louder.
How about this one? Let's end with this. If I can heal everybody, I'm pretty sure I can, because I'll teach you how to heal yourself. Would I charge for it?
Never. You never have.
That's right. Keep that in your bailiwick, everyone. Why would we charge to give people knowledge? Knowledge is free. It comes from you. This was a great, great show for me, Asha. I thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having this show and for sharing your wisdom so abundantly and freely. And thank you for teaching us that our heart knows things our mind will never know, and to trust our heart always.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep your subscriptions up, please, so I can get a hold of you. We look at you in real time, not in the past. Thank you so much for your faith in me. Thank you, Ashi, with having so much faith in me. I thank you, and I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you. And thank you, Kristen and Christopher and the Mermaid and Dawn and all of our wonderful listeners. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.